Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 27th of October. Can you believe? Next week will be November. Sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney. It's all about motorsport as Oscar Piastri loses his precious lead, but a magic move saves his title hopes. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, it's all about rugby league with the free agency period. 33 stars to spark club manager frenzy as the November 1st deadline approaches, which is when clubs can officially start talking to stars entering the final year of their contracts. Well, let's go to motorsport. And closer to home, of course, the supercars. The Gold Coast 500 on the weekend saw Chas Mostart emerge victorious in a thrilling grandstand finish, denying Brock Feeney in a dramatic conclusion. Next up, Sandown 500, 14th to the 16th of November, and then it's Adelaide, the final round of the supercars, 27th to the 30th of November. And the F1s, as we said, well, Aussie Oscar Piastri's 6-month lead in the Drivers' Championships is over as teammate Lando Norris secured a comfortable win at the Mexican Grand Prix. Piastri finished 5th and to hand Norris a 1-point advantage with 4 races remaining for the 2025 season. So Norris on 357, Piastri 356 and Verstappen working back on 321. In the soccer, the round ball game, English Premier League, round 9, well, Brentford 3 defeated Liverpool 2. That's the third straight loss now for Liverpool, and they've dropped to 7th on the ladder. Arsenal on top on 22, Bournemouth 18, Spurs and Sunderland 17, Man City, Man United both on 16, and then Liverpool on 15. In the A-League, in the men's round 2, the Wellington team defeated the Roar 2-1. Justin Navidic, the goal scorer for the Roar. Round 3 next Friday, they'll take on Melbourne City at Suncor, but wait for this, in round 4, Sunday the 9th of November, the Roar will take on Newcastle at the Sunshine Coast Stadium, the first ever A-League game to be held there. That will be at 4 p.m. What a great day coming up there. And the Women's A-League, round 1, that's next Saturday. The Roar will take on Melbourne Victory. So plenty happening there in the round ball game. In the Caboolture Touch, the senior men's A-grade, Tap and Gap and Tap Point, top of the ladder. And in the senior women's, Pearls and Girls are top, with Future Stars in second spot. Hockey on the weekend, that's the Hockey 1. The Brisbane Blaze, they had a bye in round 2, but round 3 yesterday, they took on Canberra. The men, they defeated Canberra 7-3. The women, unfortunately, Canberra defeated the Blaze 1-0. Round 4's at home next Friday. They'll take on New South Wales. Women at 6:30 p.m, men at 8:15. So plenty happening there in the Hockey 1 League. In surf lifesaving, well, congratulations to Sunshine Coast Electra Outram. She won the 2025 Coolangatta Gold event last weekend. The 26.5 kilometre race included ski, swim, board and run legs. And Demik Stitt from Rooloolabah was third. So well done to both the ladies there. Surf legend Ali Day won the men's event for the 11th time. And he's from Surfers Paradise. Good luck and well done, I should say, to all of those from the Coolangatta Gold. What a prestigious event to win. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Oh, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, listeners, and let's go to rugby league now with the Kangaroos. They took on England in the first of 3 matches in their Ashes series in the UK, and the Aussies 26 defeated England 6 at Wembley in front of 60,000 fans. Flamboyant, and that's the word I'll use, Rhys Walsh, 2 tries, Angus Crichton, a try, Nathan Cleary, 5 goals. And Darrell Clark, the try scorer for England. Second test next Saturday in Liverpool. The Pacific Championships continued on the weekend, and yesterday in Brisbane, a doubleheader interrupted by lightning, a 90-minute delay. The Jillaroos defeated Samoa in the women 60-0, and the Samoans 34 defeated Tonga 6. Jeremiah Nanai, a double for Samoa. And in the women there, Jess Southwell just kicked 8 goals. Round 3 will continue next weekend. In cricket, well, Australia and India, the third one-day international was played in Sydney yesterday. And India defeated Australia by 9 wickets, thanks to 121 not out to Indian opener Rohit Sharma. Virat Kohli was 74 not out in his last game on Australian soil. Australia ended up winning the series 2-1. Now head to 5 T20s. They'll start the 29th of October in Canberra. Game 4 will be at Carrara, and the last game will be at the Gabba on the 8th of November. Women's World Cup. Well, the women, our Aussie women's team, they're into the semi-finals. They'll now take on India on Thursday. South Africa will take on England in the other game. great win there. Of course, Alana King in the match against South Africa, she took 7 for 18, which was a greatest ever spell of bowling in Women's One Day International World Cup history. Wow. And in the Sunshine Coast cricket here, the men's Caboolture team, they defeated Caloundra in a two-day game. Caboolture 9 declared for 369. Carter Simpson, 127. Caloundra were 8 for 319. They'll take on Gympie next Saturday in a two-dayer, plus a T20 on Thursday. They'll take on Caloundra. In rugby union, well done to the Wallabies. They defeated Japan in Tokyo 17-15 on Saturday in pouring rain. Carlo Tenzano was best for the Wallabies. And that was a bit of a blow for former Aussie Wallabies coach Eddie Jones. They now head to Europe to face England next weekend at Twickenham. In the AFL Women's, on Saturday, the Brisbane Lions 45 defeated Melbourne 36. And they're now fourth on the ladder, take on Collingwood in the last game next weekend. The Suns, they lost to Collingwood, and they'll take on Richmond next Saturday in the final game. In netball, well, the New Zealanders bounced back, and they defeated the Aussies yesterday in Hamilton, 61-52. Australia lead the series 2-1 with the fourth game on Wednesday in Christchurch. Let's hope that all goes well for the Aussie Diamonds. And in women's golf, big weekend for Australian women golfers as they claim the international crown for the first time after defeating the USA in South Korea. So well done to Minji Lee, Hannah Green, Grace Kim and Stephanie Kryachow. Gee, you know, I only just watched Happy Gilmore the other day. Well done, ladies. And in swimming, the World Cup meet in Canada, we headed back with 7 gold medals, 3 of which were won by Kylie McEwen, while Lani Pallister claimed 2 gold, and Molly O'Callaghan triumphed in the women's 200 metres freestyle, and Sam Short won the men's 1500 metres freestyle. Well done to all our swimmers as well. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.